A federal government overhaul of organ donations is aiming to triple the donor pool by making it quicker to sign up, with too much paperwork being blamed for getting in the way of saving lives. Only 1.8 million of 24 million Australians are on the organ donation register, with paperwork and form mailing blamed as a major impediment. Now, at present, you can register your intent online by going to the website I promote heavily here, donatelife.gov.au, but until your paperwork is returned by mail, you're not actually registered. From May, the long registration process will be replaced with a simple one-step online sign-up. Now, Senator Fiona Nash is the Minister for Rural Health and Deputy Leader of the Nationals in the Senate, and the Senator is on the line right now. Senator, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray.
Now, I've been through this myself, and we've been trying to promote people going to the website donatelife.gov.au, and it's disappointing that we've only got 1.8 million of all the Australians on the donation register. But you're telling us now that they simply go there, they go online, and they immediately are part of the process.
That's right, Ray. This will be up and running from May. We want to make sure we've got the process absolutely right. But it became so obvious, Ray, that if we were going to get people to sign up to be registered organ donors, we had to make the process much easier. So we've got 6.1 million people, Ray, that have signalled their intent. They've done that first part of the process that you were talking about. But as you say, only 1.8 have finished the process. So I really believe that now we're going to have a faster process and make it easy, those people will register. And why this is really important is because if people have registered, then their intent to donate is very clear. And it also triggers that conversation with families. Why that's important is because we know that if people have registered and had the conversation about their wishes with their family, 91% of people who die in those tragic circumstances go on to be a donor with consent of their family. If those things don't happen, only 47% go on to be donors.
Really? Well, look, so you're telling me that we've had 4.3 million people who've gone online and said, yep, I want to be part of it, but then they haven't come back via the paperwork. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. So it just seems a sensible and practical thing to do to make this simple and easy, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Now, one of the things that concerns me, you mentioned this 91% if you have the discussion, and then a really lower percentage if you don't have the discussion. And people have written to me when I mentioned I would be talking to you today saying, well, we need to address this. And the only way we can address it, we can't legislate, but we need people, and we get to the 6.1 million, we hope, we want every one of those people to have a discussion with their family member who'll make a decision on their behalf in their absence, because it can't be mandatory. The doctor comes to the bereaved relatives and said, well, look, Fred or Ethel said they want to do this. Is that okay? And they say, yes, yes. They spoke to us only a month ago about this, and yes, that's going to happen. Now, I'll give you an example, Minister. A wonderful family who reside near me, the Gremo family, they lost their 13-year-old son in tragic circumstances last year. Now, Nathan had looked at a TV presentation about organ donation, and as a 13-year-old had said to Mum and Dad, if anything ever happens to me, I want to be in that. And so it was a very easy decision for his Mum and Dad to then, in the middle of the turmoil of losing a beautiful son in tragic circumstances, saying to the doctors, yes. And as a result, Nathan's organs helped six others, including a little baby. Then I spoke to the father of Daniel Christie, a one-punch victim, who had a similar discussion with his parents. He changed the lives of 10 others. And then recently when I was away, the Queensland one-punch victim, Cole Miller, his life helped six others via his organ donation. So it's really, I mean, the process starts with going online at donatelife.gov.au, Senator, but it doesn't end there. You've got to have that discussion with your family.
Ray, you are so right. It is the most important thing. My husband David and our boys, Will and Henry, and I had the chat on the weekend. We all want to be donors. I'm actually registered. So even before people register, Ray, this is so important, they should have the chat now. Go home today, end of the day, have a chat to your husband, your wife, your kids, the loved ones in your life, and let them know. If you want to be an organ donor, let them know. It is so important. And I think everyone across the country, Ray, pretty much would want to be a recipient of an organ if they were in need. So I'm saying to all those people, if you would like to be an organ recipient, why don't you think about being an organ donor, because you might save somebody else's life.
Well done for streamlining it. Let's hope people have that conversation. Donatelife.gov.au. Thanks, Senator.
Thanks so much, Ray.
Minister for Rural Health, Senator Fiona Nash, and that is donatelife.gov.au. Go on there And that's amazing that we've got 1.8 million people who've registered, done the paperwork, but another 4.3 million who've gone online and said, yeah, I want to do it. Then the paperwork gets sent out, they don't send it back. So once you go online now, it'll be done. Well done.